It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mad Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a pair of wins from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your game versus ACCHS on Friday. You guys won that one 38-9. I mean, your defense, I mean, just unbelievable in that one.
Yeah, we played really well, defensively. Our offense took a little while to get going, we felt like, in that game. But our defense sparked us. We got a lot of turnovers, and we just got a high number of possessions. So that eventually got offense working a little bit. But I was really proud of our defense. And those first games, you're always curious, you know, what it's going to look like coming out of the gate. So I think we got to shake off a little rust and gave us some things to work on. But, yeah, I was really proud of the girls' effort always. And they had a lot of fun on a Friday night. So it was a good one to start out with for sure.
And what were some of the things that you guys were doing right defensively in that one?
Yeah, this is one of the first teams we've looked to press often, and our press really sparked us there, I felt like, in that game. We haven't done as much pressing in the past, but these girls are really taking to it. We have the depth, and we're really enjoying it, I think, and having fun with it. So the press is really good, and then just kind of our game plan defensively, where we got the half court of who we were trying to emphasize for them and take away, and we rebounded well and those sorts of things. So the fact that we forced so many turnovers and get that many more possessions back was huge for us, but I think the press really sparked that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you guys were able to carry that momentum into last night's win. While we're recording this on Wednesday, but you guys win 50-40 at Jefferson County North, and you guys start off 2-0 on the road. What were some things that were going right offensively for you in this game on Tuesday?
Yeah, offensively in the first half, I loved how we moved the ball, and we had so many girls looking to score. I think actually in our first game and our second game, I think we've had eight girls in the box score both games, which has been awesome. That I kind of try and get the girls to believe that we can put so many people on the floor that can score if we're all looking to, and that's really been the case our first two games. I mean, who led us in scoring the first couple games compared to the second couple games has been very different, and that's a great, you know, it's not a problem, but that's a great thing to have when you have several girls that can step up and score. And we were hitting shots in the first half, which obviously helps a lot and helps you get into your press and stuff like that. So, yeah, we played really well offensively. Second half, both teams cooled down a little bit. I think we both kind of tweaked some things defensively, but we still played solid against a really good team and a tough place to play. And doing that on a Tuesday night, and it was a late game, and I was really proud of how our girls handled all that, just the environment and playing a tough team and how well they played offensively.
Yeah, 37 first half points for you guys, 19 in the first quarter, 18 more in the second quarter. Then you mentioned both teams kind of cooled off. You guys both scored 13 points in the second half against Jefferson County North. All right, kind of moving forward with your game against Oskaloosa, and how about the Bears? They're 2-0 a year after they went 3-19. They have been also doing a great job of turning their opponents over, and they have been pressing, and they've been successful in that. What are some things you're expecting in this matchup?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be kind of interesting that we both, contrasting to Tuesday, where us and JC and I thought played very different styles and had different strengths. I feel like on Friday we both were going to play similar styles and have similar strengths. We knew kind of going into the year they would be a team that would be competitive, and they're really well balanced. They've got good inside players. They've got good players on the perimeter. So it'll be, I think, a really fun girls' game to watch for spectators, because you got two teams that want to get up and down and pressure and kind of can do both things really well in terms of playing inside and outside and playing aggressive defense. So that's a great game to watch. And on a Friday night at their place, I think that's going to be a fun environment too. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good game, too, 2-0 teams. So that's exactly what you want with high school basketball and kind of the memories the girls can make with that.
And, Coach, this is one thing about the Oskaloosa team that they struggled a little bit with. They called their game versus Onega last night, and they do struggle with their scoring and their depth. They only had four scores. How are you willing to try to expose that with your tight-knit defense?
Yeah, we're going to have to really emphasize their scores. We know one girl there last night scored pretty well for them, too. So they have some girls that will individually put up some big points. So we're going to have to make sure we're sound in how we defend ball screens. We know they do that a lot. How we can guard on the perimeter and make sure we're keeping them in front of us. So we're going to try to change up defense a little bit here and there. Because one thing our girls are, they're very smart. They're smart kids in the classroom and on the court. So we feel like we can do a lot of different things defensively, and hopefully that'll take away some of their scores a little bit and limit them. But we know they have some girls who can really put up some points, so that's going to be a big focus for us.
Should be a fun, fast-paced game. Looking forward to it. Coach, thank you so much for your time today, and appreciate it as always. Best of luck coming up here on Friday.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That was Morehill Mad Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.